This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. Hey, it is Free Talk Live. Launching into the third hour here, you can take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord call-in line rooms there open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And nobody.
Nobody. You wanted to discuss just a horrifying headline about a truck driven apparently by a government bureaucrat, a psychopath, into a group of protesters outside of a private prison. Now, I've actually pulled up the story here because I don't think you've got a device over there. Had you read through this? Was there something you wanted to say, or should I just share some of the detail here?
I have read it, but I didn't have any prepared comments. Let's just have a look at the story.
It does appear that there is some video here of the protesters outside. Looks like this is Rhode Island, Central Falls, Rhode Island. I would say an estimated, looks like dozens, maybe as many as 100 perhaps, protesters. I'm not necessarily the best at estimating crowd size, but you've got folks with video cameras, a bunch of people in yellow shirts, and so he is moving into, so this car, this truck rolls right up, and it's hard to say if he actually hits somebody. But according to the story here, the protesters, this is from Washington Post, the protesters were sitting on the pavement to block staff from parking at a Rhode Island prison that works with ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, when a black pickup truck swerved toward them. The protesters shouted as the driver laid on the horn and the truck briefly stopped. And then they say the driver hit the gas. So maybe I didn't watch it far enough here. In a viral video captured by the protesters. Oh, yeah. Yep, he definitely just rolls right on into them. So he stops initially as he sort of approaches quickly, comes to a stop. The protesters then gather in front of, more so in front of his truck, and he just goes ahead and rolls into them.
And for leftists who don't understand why we need guns, the reason we need guns is so when tyrants do things like that, you can kill them. In which case, they will never do it again.
And that's self-defense. That was
absolutely. That would be perfectly justified by self-defense.
Right. Even though this guy behind the wheel is a government bureaucrat, he was likely not on duty at the time. He was probably trying to come to work or coming back from a lunch break or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So not on duty. He's probably not going to be protected by the same level of government protections that are normally in place. Like in a lot of cases, you know, they get extra protections because they work for the state, like qualified sovereign immunity. I suspect that wouldn't have affected him there.
I don't know that. I mean, they look out for each other.
That's
because
true.
They're all tyrants. They are all abusers of civil rights, and they have to cover for each other.
Right, which is why being able to defend yourself with a firearm in a situation like that is not going to result in, you know, if that person behind the wheel gets shot to death as a result of him psychotically rolling into a crowd of people, he won't be able to get on the witness stand and testify against anybody.
And it stands as a deterrent against other thugs. After the shooter in Dallas took out 5 Dallas pigs.
Was that the recent, this week? That happened?
No. I'm talking Dallas. About the, Black Lives Matter rally in, maybe not in Dallas, but somewhere in.
I think you're right. I think it was Dallas.
Yeah, it was Dallas.
A couple years ago or whatever.
Yeah, there was a shooter, ex-military actually, shooter who took out 5 Dallas, police officers. And Dallas, of course, has a notoriously brutal police department. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you what, after those five pigs were killed, 100 more retired.
Did they really?
Yes.
Wow.
And, you know, because people, the cowards who work for the government, they don't want to have to fight a real fight.
Sure.
They want helpless victims.
They want obedience.
To abuse.
Yep, absolutely. They want people that they can easily push around and have no consequences whatsoever for their violent acts. So then they interviewed some of the protesters here, pointing out that it was a terrifying thing that happened. The viral video does show protesters screaming, jumping out of the way. Several were struck, according to organizers of the nighttime demonstration at the Wyatt Detention Facility in Central Falls, Rhode Island. Some were treated at a hospital. Thankfully, none were severely injured. The driver, Captain Thomas Woodworth, corrections officer employed by the privately run facility, the Wyatt Detention Facility, confirmed on Friday. Central Falls police working at the protest did not intervene. Of course, they didn't intervene.
Yeah. Well, pigs of a color flock together.
And the driver eventually walked into the prison after other guards pepper sprayed the protesters. So the cops who were there did absolutely nothing. They witnessed, mm-hmm. an I don't know what you call that, vehicular battery? I mean, I don't know what the right term for that.
I mean,
that
is.
Attempted manslaughter?
Attempted murder?
Yeah, it could be attempted murder.
I don't know.
Yeah. And the cops just stood there and watched as this happened. It did absolutely nothing.
And then pepper sprayed the victims.
Well, it may have been other guards at the prison who did the pepper spraying. It's not clear. It says here, other guards pepper sprayed the protesters. And again, it was a privately run prison, so maybe these people aren't even bureaucrats. Maybe this man wasn't even technically a bureaucrat. He might have been a private employee of this prison.
Oh.
Not that that makes things any better.
Absolutely disgusting. If this guy isn't taken down by the legal system, I hope he's taken out by some irate individual.
Oh, don't worry, nobody. The Rhode Island Attorney General's office and the state police, they're investigating the incident. Surely they will come out with some serious charges against this man in the truck.
I'm sure they'll investigate themselves and find that they did nothing wrong, because that's what government agents do.
So the agents blather on about how they're investigating, blah, blah, blah. Attorney General's office said in their statement, quote, peaceful protest is a fundamental right of all Americans. It's unfortunate last night's situation unfolded as it did. We urge all to exercise restraint as our investigation proceeds. No comments, you know, from the cops here excoriating the man behind the wheel of the truck. No one's saying that, well, it was clear from the video what he did was inappropriate. They haven't even said that. They've just said, we're investigating.
Yeah. We're trying to find out if it's okay to run down protesters in a car. We need to investigate, find out if that's acceptable behavior.
Now, the confrontation took place during a wave of protests around the country by Jewish groups against ICE, including a demonstration that shut down part of Manhattan's West Side Highway on Saturday, leading police to arrest nearly 100 protesters. Anthony's group, with its ties to activism to preventing future atrocities like the Holocaust, arrived at the prison around 7 p.m. Wednesday. The detention facility describes itself as a, quote, quasi-public corporation, unquote, has contracts with ICE and to house immigration detainees. The facility is operated by Central Falls Detention Facility Corporation and is overseen by a board appointed by the mayor of Central Falls, located about 7 miles north of Providence. So, yeah, that definitely sounds like quasi-public. I mean, it's not really a private organization if it's appointed by the mayor, right?
Well, a prison cannot be a private organization because, you know, they have to have their so-called customers provided by the state.
The courts.
A prison will always be a creature of the state, whether you call it public or call it private. It's just, if you call it private, it changes the business model. It changes the way you take the money out of people. But other than that, everything's the same.
If you want to join us, you're welcome to. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We've got the Discord call-in lines are open, actually. Gentlemen waiting there. We're going to go to the Discord lines coming up. If you want to sound like you're sitting here in the studio with us, whether you want to comment on this psycho driving into peaceful group of protesters, these folks were just sitting down. Just sitting and standing, carrying signs. It's not like they were, you know, rushing the place with bombs or something like that. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want here on Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over three-quarters of $1 million in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has help for the small do-it-yourself guy on up to crypto whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com. Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free to join us here. Our number, 855-450-FREE. Coming up, the Satanic Temple is back in the news. We'll tell you what they're up to, and you know it's some kind of shenanigans going on up in Canada this time. We'll get into it coming up with you. It's Ian.
And nobody.
And our phone number is for you. If you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And I want to make sure that you know about My Magic Mud and the 20% discount that you can get with our discount code, which is FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. What is it? It's an amazing product that has had tremendous success since it was released, most of a decade ago, I feel like. It's been a long time since we first met the founders of My Magic Mud at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and they were just selling one product back then, which was their classic black tooth powder made of charcoalized coconut shells and bentonite clay. It's an entirely natural product. You can swallow it if you want to. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, and it is now available in big health food stores like Sprouts, CVS, Natural Grocers, even Walmart's Natural Beauty aisle, but you can go to MyMagicMud.com to get yours and whatever other products they've got now, because they've also got a toothpaste, which I use here at the LRN studios, and also mouthwash and more. Go to MyMagicMud.com. Use code FTL20. You'll save 20%. That's MyMagicMud.com. Code FTL20. As we continue here, let's go to Red Devil. He's on the line on our Discord call-in lines. Go ahead, Red Devil.
Hey, how's it going, guys? First, I just want to say nobody on the radio is better than you guys.
Nobody is pretty good on the radio.
Yeah, you get it. Anyways, so I was just thinking about these red flag laws and everything, and then they got these local police departments that are wanting to not enforce these red flag laws, which I'm totally for not enforcing laws. I'm totally fine with that. But I just wonder, if their intentions are because they're worried that if they were applied to them, they would all lose their guns.
You mean because...
Which I know it never happened.
What you're referring to is the fact that domestic violence seems to happen inside the homes of police a little bit more often than it does in typical homes.
And not only that, but also mental health problems, things like that. You know, violence.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's every time I see a cop, he's flying red flags.
Heavy drinking. I mean, this is not uncommon for the police to be abusers of alcohol and abusers of their wives.
Yeah, although I don't think it's realistic to think that the law would be applied to them, because it never is.
Right.
I mean, you could go down a conspiratorial rabbit hole thinking that the federal government's just trying to take over these small-town districts so that they can impose their federal laws locally. Like, I mean, in Oklahoma, where they caught all the cops selling meth, the Department of Justice, U.S. Attorney General, they all ended up taking over the freaking court, the whole, you know, the police department and everything. It took them years to get another elected official in.
Yeah, and that, having the federal government in control of police forces does not strike me as a good thing.
No, not at all. But, yeah, just something to think about, you know, when you start thinking about all these cops, they're protecting us by keeping our red flag laws away. I doubt that's the real intention.
Yeah,
that's interesting. I don't think anybody's ever called with that particular perspective. I mean, we were aware that in New Mexico, I think it was, there were several counties, in fact, maybe like a couple dozen counties, sheriffs, who spoke out against similar laws there that had been passed recently in New Mexico, and they all kind of banded together to oppose enforcing those laws. You know, regardless of their reasons behind it, when the bureaucrats are doing something right, I think they should be told that they're doing something right. You know, just like you would praise a dog when it does something well, you'd want to praise the police for doing the right thing. And, you know, regardless of what their motivations are, I think this is the right thing to do. So I'm glad to see it.
Yeah.
I definitely agree with them not enforcing laws, that's for sure. I wish they would do that a lot more.
Yeah, they definitely need to be more consistent with this. We need to have sanctuary cities for drugs, sanctuary cities for prostitution, sanctuary cities for guns, for immigration, for all kinds of nonviolent crimes, so-called crimes. Thanks for the call tonight, Red Devil. I appreciate it. Yep, thanks, man. That's him calling in there on the Discord server. Sounded pretty good. It'll take, you know, your normal phone call from your cell phone and dramatically increase the quality of it. So appreciate it when people call that way.
Oh, yeah.
So we were talking about this story you brought in tonight, Nobody, this group protesting outside of a what's described as a quasi-public detention facility. And it is set up to where it's in, a town in Rhode Island called Central Falls. It's the Wyatt Detention Facility. It's got contracts with ICE to house immigration detainees. It's operated by the Central Falls Detention Facility Corporation. Now, if that doesn't sound like a government sort of seeded corporation, I don't know what does. Like, here in Keene, New Hampshire, we don't have an immigration facility, thank goodness, but there is a what they call the Monadnock Development Corporation, I think, or something like that. It's got some name like that. This sort of generic named thing that purportedly exists to encourage and cultivate development. But all it really is just a front corporation for the government. So it's not the government, but it's a corporation basically created at the behest of the government. So effectively, it's the government.
Yeah, well, that's, I remember when Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, they were huge contributors to the housing boom, and they were created by the government. But then the government said, "Oh, the government didn't cause this. These private corporations that the government created caused this."
Right. We're not doing this. We're not hitting you. We're not hitting you.
Yeah.
So the protesters showed up, about 30 of them, to shut down the main entrance to the prison by linking arms and sitting on the ground. At around 9 p.m., they moved to block the driveways into the staff parking lot. About 45 minutes later, the black pickup truck showed up. And by the way, I did post the link to the story that you provided here, Nobody. It's on our social media, so you can go to twitter.freetalklive.com to follow us on Twitter. You can go to toot.freetalklive.com to follow us on the Mastodon platform, which is much better than Twitter because it's decentralized, and also telegram.freetalklive.com. You'll find the links to this story and the other ones we've talked about tonight there, so you can see the video for yourself. That way, you know, you don't have to take our word for it about what happened. Going on here a little bit more about the story. The group of protesters, by the way, included children and at least one protester in a wheelchair. Before the truck could get through to the parking lot, though, protesters gathered on the other side of the gate, shouting shame. Moments later, other guards from the prison rushed across the street to surround the protesters and then fired pepper spray. After the demonstrators fled the pepper spray, the driver then parked in the lot and walked into the prison.
Wow.
Final quote here from one of the protesters, quote, "If this is the way this correctional officer is behaving in public when people are recording, it's not hard to imagine the behavior is much worse behind the walls in the facility where no one can see what is happening."
Truth.
And that is a very prescient and relevant statement. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, because behind the walls, all you have to go on is the statement of the prisoners. And, of course, the guards are all going to contradict those statements, and so then people on the outside really don't know what's happening. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. The Satanic Temple is back in the news. We'll tell you why. Coming up.
I am giving away $100 in Bitcoin Cash on September 2, 2019. And I'm not giving it away because I like giving away money. Quite the contrary. It's because I need a favor. Please go to demo.freetalklive.com and fill out the survey there as thoroughly as you like. There's an optional email slot. And if you put your email in there, you will forever be signed up for whatever prize I'm giving to incentivize people that month to fill out my form. Advertisers need this info on our listeners, so fill it out as truthfully as you can, please. Demo.freetalklive.com.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Travelers flying into the United States ran into long lines at major airports nationwide because of a temporary computer outage that affected the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency. And some travelers were tweeting photos and videos of the huge line.
I mean, this is like A CBP spokeswoman said the systems are running again on the East Coast and they're getting travelers back into the air. The spokeswoman said there was no indication of any nefarious activity. Airports in L.A., Dallas-Fort Worth, New York, and elsewhere notified the travelers of those potential delays at the beginning of one of the last weekends of the summer vacation season. Stocks rebounded a bit today. The S&P 500 rose 1.4%, the Dow climbed 1.2%, and NASDAQ picked up 1.7%. Each index still finished with a third straight weekly decline. This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Apparently, by the way, breaking news this evening, Peter Fonda has passed away.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, he was. I enjoyed some of the movies that that he was in.
Yeah.
So if you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. With you tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
And nobody.
And I want to say thank you to Riley Blake, who actually has been doing a lot of co-hosting with us as he's been vacationing here in New Hampshire over the last week or so. But he's also on the list of people to thank for being a Free Talk Live amplifier. Riley is a $10 a month contributor to the AMP program. And definitely appreciate that, Riley. So thank you for being on board with AMP. AMP, you can sign up for it over at amp.freetalklive.com. Be like Riley and get behind what we do here if you like the fact that we're talking about opposing the government's tyranny on a seven-night-a-week basis here live on Free Talk Live, then please join the AMP program and help us get on more radio stations across the United States and beyond. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up to do that. That's amp.freetalklive.com. You know, the Satanic Temple is one really entertaining group of people, aren't they? Nobody?
They really are.
They're not only entertaining, but they're also on target as far as their, let's call it, trolling is concerned. Because it doesn't really seem like the Satanic Temple are really Satanists, meaning, like, they don't seem to actually believe in Satan. Seems like a lot of them might be atheists, or perhaps maybe folks who are agnostic, but one thing's for sure. Maybe there are some real Satanists mixed in there. I don't know. But one thing's for sure. They know how to stir it up and they know how to get you know, controversy working in their favor.
Yeah, the Anton LaVey school of Satanism.
Now that's the Church of Satan, right? LaVey?
Oh, is that a different group?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
In that case, okay, I know that their theology is explicitly atheist.
Okay. I thought they were humanists. It's the same difference, right, basically?
Yeah, basically. I mean, they do not believe in an imaginary friend.
So you're referring to the Church of Satan, and he was the founder.
And that's different from the Satanic Temple.
Correct. The Satanic Temple, I believe, is a newer organization. So LaVey, according to the internet here, passed away in 1997. So he was.
Oh, that's too bad.
He actually was born in 1930, so he, you know, lived for a while. And the Satanic Temple, I don't know when it started, but I suspect it was within the last two decades, because I certainly don't recall hearing about them maybe more than 10 or 15 years ago. According to, not even 10 years ago, founded in 2013. So actually the Satanic Temple's been around for less time than the Shire Free Church has been around.
Wow.
Although they've certainly had a much larger impact. The Satanic Temple, according to CNSnews.com, now their byline on this website is "The Right News Right Now," if that gives you some idea of the viewpoint of CNS News.
Right wing?
Yeah. I think C stands for conservative in this particular website, but here's what Michael Chapman has to say about the Satanic Temple. In Ottawa, Canada, plans to hold what apparently will be the first public black mass in Canada's history on August 17th. So that's tomorrow night. A black mass is an inversion and mockery of the Catholic mass, where the ritual is performed in reverse. I gotta say, I didn't even know that much about a black mass. Did you?
I did not. The only thing I know about black masses is they don't rape the altar boys after.
Maybe they do that at the beginning?
I guess.
From the end to the beginning, so they go backwards, and symbolizes the undoing of Christ's sacrifice on the cross and the undoing of Satan's defeat. Nicholas Mark, the national coordinator of the Satanic Temple, told Global News, quote, "Essentially, it involves using traditional symbols and inverting them to create a ritual that is meant to be the opposite of the traditional mass. In a real black mass, consecrated communion host, or a consecrated communion host, is used." But Mark told LifeSite News that this is in this ritual, a consecrated host would not be used. Now, what is consecrated? Okay, that's something sacred.
Yeah, so basically, a consecrated host would have to be obtained from, I guess, the Catholics.
So they'd have to, like,
I don't know. Like, can the Satanists consecrate their own stuff?
I mean, in theory, right?
It's I mean they could if that's in their religion. I don't know if it is.
The event takes place at the Coven, a heavy metal restaurant bar with a satanic atmosphere. Admission is $20 or $15 with a donation of clean socks for a charity drive. Pre-registration online is required. No photos or videos are allowed at the Black Mass. Well, that's no fun.
Aww.
Why would they want to? I guess maybe it's just an exclusive thing or whatever, but you'd think you'd want to get some photos to come out of this thing so people could pass them around and more buzz would be created about it, but...
Yeah,
I don't know.
I'm sure they have the reasons.
Let's see here. Tickets, they say, are already sold out. Doors open at 10 p.m.
They may be concerned about getting lynched by Christians. I mean,
well, actually, this was the first time one of these happened in the United States, and I forget which city it was, but they did do a black mass at one point within the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
They actually had a secret location.
Yeah.
Because, one, the locations did not want people to know in advance because they didn't want to be targeted by, you know, haters.
Mm-hmm.
And further, they didn't want the haters to come out the night of. So there would have been the advance targeting of the location if it had been announced in advance. Mm-hmm. And then the night of, there would have been people likely counter-protesting. So only people who purchased tickets were given the location. In this case, they're announcing the location in advance, so it's a little different this time.
Interesting.
According to the National Catholic Register, quote, the Black Mass is a sacrilegious ceremony structured in imitation of the Catholic Mass. Invoking Satan, the ritual is centered around the desecration of the Eucharist, which is generally done by stealing a consecrated host. Okay, so that answers our question.
Well, I think that's probably why they're not using a consecrated host.
Right, because they're not
because there's
steal.
No other way to get it.
Right.
And if they're announcing openly that they're doing this Mass, then to say they're using consecrated hosts
would be to admit to stealing.
To put themselves at legal risk.
Good point. And plus, they're not really Satanists, so it probably won't be a real Black Mass in that way.
True.
But they say that normally a consecrated host is stolen from a Catholic church and then used in a profane sexual ritual or defecating and urinating on the host.
Okay, I don't want any pictures of that.
Yeah, definitely not. Now, when they say, I went to church when I was growing up, and I wasn't a Catholic. When they say a consecrated host, is that like, you know, a loaf of bread? Is it what is that?
They use these little wafers for communions. Now, the thing is, when they're
supposed to represent the body of Christ,
when they're consecrated, I believe they're consecrated by the priest.
Yeah, okay. They're not Christ until then, right?
Out, exactly. Okay. So I think what they would have to do in order to do it right is to like take the wafer in their mouth from the priest, but then not swallow it and use it for the for the Mass. I mean, I think that would be the only way to get it when it was truly consecrated, according to Catholic doctrine.
I'm going to switch over to the globalnews.ca website that they actually cite in the right-wing version of the story, just to get a little bit more on this, because obviously CNS News isn't going to, you know, interview the folks from the Satanic Temple. Nicholas Mark, who is the national coordinator for the Satanic Temple in Canada, says that that it's an expression of personal liberty and freedom, that he says the Black Mass isn't anything to be afraid of. He says, quote, that freeing expression is found in the blasphemy, unquote. We'll continue here. More on the Satanic Temple and what they're up to. If you want to share your thoughts, maybe you're offended by this. Somebody just posted one of our chatters in the Discord posted the Free Talk Live logo in reverse, so like upside down.
Nice.
855 450 free, like freedom. You can join us here in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up next.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Enough time for you if you want to join us now. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And nobody.
And don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Please follow us on our video platforms. We're on Twitch. We're on DLive. You can hit the follow button on either of those two, or both, if you prefer. Twitch.lrn.fm will take you to our Twitch channel, and dlive.lrn.fm will get you to the DLive. And DLive is actually the higher resolution of the two. We stream at 720p to DLive and 480 to Twitch. So if you prefer the higher quality, go with the DLive, but it'll still look great on Twitch as well. So that's one way you can follow us. And, you know, I think we've dropped the ball on doing after shows over the last couple of weeks. There's just been so much going on here. You and I have been very busy.
It's true.
No, buddy. I'm working on installing a new phone system here in the studio, so I don't know if we're going to do one tonight. But we will get back to doing that at some point here, probably on Fridays. Those tend to be our nights that we'll do an internet-only, video-only version of the show that's called Freer Talk Live, and you can only see those on DLive and Twitch. So once again, that's DLive.lrn.fm and Twitch.lrn.fm. Nobody, do you recall when you first heard about the Satanic Temple? Do you remember what they were up to?
I don't. And partially it's because I wasn't completely aware of the difference between the two, the Church of Satan
and the Satanic Temple.
So being unaware of that distinction, I just have a kind of a vague idea of having known about them for a while.
Yeah, we've been covering a lot of what the Satanic Temple has been doing here on Free Talk Live over the years. Of course, they're noteworthy. I think they first got into the news, and I don't remember which state it was, if it was Oklahoma. I feel like it was Oklahoma. Anyway, it was one of those Ten Commandments controversies where the state in question had a large stone tablet out in front of the state house, basically, and it had the Ten Commandments on it. And so the Satanic Temple said, well, look, if you're going to get a Ten Commandments statue in front of this government building, then we ought to be able to have our Baphomet statue in front of the government building. And they came at them with a lawsuit, and there was like a moratorium put on the issuing of any new statues on the State House grounds until the lawsuit shook out or whatever. And then at some point during it, somebody actually rammed a car into the existing statue and destroyed it. And they claimed that they were doing it on Satan's behest. So it kind of got a little weird.
Oh, wow.
At one point. And I don't
know which set was this, the Ten Commandments statue?
Yeah. Yeah, they rammed their car into the Ten Commandments statue. And so they also went after a couple other states for doing similar things. And I don't remember how the Oklahoma thing shook out, if they just at that point prohibited all kind of religious iconography from the State House grounds, or if it's still in play. Maybe the suit is still playing. I don't know.
How it should be. I mean, I have nothing against religious displays.
Sure.
But they shouldn't be on government land, because that's not government's That's not what government does.
That's not how this government was supposed to be.
A separation of church and state.
At least here, that was part of the idea.
Exactly.
They were trying to get away from a government in the UK that absolutely had an official state religion.
You know, and when you think about it, Christians should be more in favor of a separation of church and state than anybody, because if the Romans had separated church and state, Jesus would still be alive. Well, maybe not now.
Well, I mean, the whole claim of their story is that, you know, that was the reason he was sent here. Was his whole purpose was to die for people's sins, which is just a crazy story. But regardless, the toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. It's this weird self-sacrifice theme.
Yeah. Well, I hope they're wrong, because I hate to think that the universe is that badly designed, But then again, I mean, we had a choice between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump for president, so maybe the universe was designed by a lunatic.
It, according to the globalnews.ca website, the organizer in Canada of the Satanic Temple is Nicholas Mark. He says the blasphemy is freeing. He's been running the group out of Ottawa since 2016. He's the organizer behind the Black Mass ceremony, which is to be held tomorrow night at the Capitol. Quote, to the Satanic Temple's knowledge, this will be the first organized public Black Mass in Canadian history. And they then go in to talk about what the Black Mass is, and we kind of went over that, where essentially the idea is they were doing a Catholic Mass, but in reverse with blasphemy, rather than worshiping the Catholic God. And according to British historian Richard Cavendish, who studied occultism and religion, Black Mass was written about, quote, more often in fiction than in real life, unquote.
Mm.
In one instance, Cavendish called factual, he wrote about a report by a French journalist who was invited to a Black Mass in 1889. Published in Le Matin, the reporter said he saw a woman stretched out naked on an altar. After the Mass was read on her body, it culminated with an orgy. But it's the first recorded Black Mass that may be the darkest, dating back to the court of Louis the 14th of France. He is said to have sacrificed.
Is he saying that was the darkest?
No, he's saying
Go ahead.
He's saying this one that was the court of Louis the 14th of France, where he is said to have sacrificed a baby in hopes of preserving his love for his mistress. Mark, the Satanic Temple guy, says that's the use of symbols and Latin, or there's the use of symbols in Latin text, but we do not believe in harm to any being whatsoever. Instead, the group's mission is described as facilitating, quote, the communication and motivation of politically aware Satanists, secularists, and advocates for individual liberty. That's not a bad, thing, necessarily. Who could be against individual liberty with the exception of control freaks and psychopaths?
I would say cops, but they mostly fall into the first two categories.
Yeah, exactly. So Simony Holt, a lecturer at Concordia University in Montreal, specializes in modern religious Satanism, commented on these satanic temples, saying, quote, for the most part, they're using Satan as a symbol, as a metaphor. Most of them are atheists, but not all. Even those that aren't atheists still aren't conceiving of Satan as a cosmic evil. It's more of a symbol of freedom, a symbol of rebellion against control. And, you know, from that aspect, if you look at what the churches of today do, and the churches of the past as well, these purportedly good God-worshipping people, they actually back up a lot of evil with their policies.
Oh, they do. They do. I mean, they're vocal drug warriors on the whole. You know, it is, the religious right is a lot of what pushed the drug war on America.
Absolutely.
You know, they want to control your sex life. They want to control whether or not you have children.
Or whatever you want to put in your mouth as far as food is concerned in some cases. They have very strict prohibitions depending on which religious, you know, sect we're looking at or denomination we're looking at. But if indeed, you know, Satan is to man, you know, the equivalency of setting man free from those strictures, you know, it's hard to really argue with that.
Yeah, well, I don't know. If you look back, and I don't believe that any of this is true or that Satan is a real thing
or
that Jehovah is a real thing, but if you look at Christian mythology, what you see in the book of Genesis is that God told Adam and Eve that if they ate of the tree of knowledge, they would die.
Mm-hmm.
And Satan told them that if they ate from the tree of knowledge, they would live as gods. Well, they didn't die, did they?
Hmm.
We're all here. So who lied?
Well, they died eventually.
But, you know.
But they got the benefit of knowledge in between then and there.
Exactly. Right? So, you know, I don't know. I don't have any problem with Satan. I'm more scared of Jehovah's followers.
Yeah, I mean, the Christian God is not, you know, by his own book, not a particularly loving character. The Christian God sends disbelievers to a fiery torment.
Yeah.
And that's just not what somebody who is a loving entity would do at any point.
Yeah.
So,
ain't no loving God got time for that.
Check out the Satanic Temple, see if they're up to something. They're always up to something in some place. And I guess Ottawa is going to see some action tomorrow night. If we hear more, we'll let you know how it goes. But it sounds like it's going to be closed off to the media, so we probably won't hear anything else about it. More coming up tomorrow. See you then. FreeTalkLive.com. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
I'm crazy about My Magic Mud. This is the most important oral care product created this millennium, and I'm not kidding. We all have different opinions on politics and issues, but we all have mouths. And I want yours to be as clean as possible, with teeth as bright as they were meant to be. I will never be without My Magic Mud. It's a little surprising, but man, does it work. If you only listen to one thing I say ever, go to MyMagicMud.com and get 20% off with code FTL. MyMagicMud.com, code FTL.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss, because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.